This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with a breaking development. Hunter Biden, the U.S. president's son, has been indicted on 9 tax charges in the western state of California, adding to the gun charges in a special counsel investigation. We get more from the AP's Norman Hall.
The new charges, 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors, come in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware, alleging Hunter Biden broke a law against drug users having guns in 2018. He had been previously expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax charges as part of a plea deal with prosecutors who said he failed to pay taxes on $4 million in personal income in 2017 and 2018. Congressional Republicans have also pursued an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, claiming he was engaged in an influence peddling scheme with his son. The House is expected to vote next week on formally authorizing the inquiry. I'm Norman Hall.
Fighting between Israel and Hamas rages in Gaza's second largest city, blocking much-needed aid from the civilian population. The AP's Karen Chalmers has details.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a letter to the 15-member council that Gaza's humanitarian system was at risk of collapse after 2 months of war. Guterres invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter, which says the Secretary General may inform the Council of matters he believes threaten international peace and security. His spokesperson, Stefan Dujarric, said in a news conference,
"The Secretary General urges the members of the Security Council to press to avert a humanitarian catastrophe, and he appeals for a humanitarian ceasefire to be declared."
The 22-nation Arab group at the UN has strongly backed a ceasefire, but the United States, Israel's closest ally, has veto power in the Security Council and has not supported a ceasefire. I'm Karen Chamas.
And for details on much more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House said on Thursday that Israel and Hamas are not close to another deal on a new humanitarian pause in their ongoing conflict. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby told reporters that hostages' families continue to be terrified, or rather a terrific source of information, even as he had no news regarding their release.
"We're still trying to get as much information as we can about the hostages that are being held. We have some information, as I said before, on some of the hostages because their families are talking to us, and that's been a terrific source of information and context."
That was John Kirby speaking there. And in other news, a man fired a shotgun twice outside a Jewish temple in the state of New York on Thursday, hours before the start of Hanukkah, then said "Free Palestine" as he was taken into custody, according to police. No one was injured. Governor Kathy Hochul spoke to reporters after the shooting.
"Any act of anti-Semitism is unacceptable and undermining the public safety at our synagogue the first night of Hanukkah is even more deplorable."
Governor Kathy Hochul. The episode took place amid rising fears of anti-Semitism worldwide and fallout from Israel's intensifying war in Gaza, which faces heightened criticism for the mounting Palestinian death toll. Here in the U.S., police say the 3 victims in the deadly shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, were faculty members. We get details on that story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
The gunman shot and killed by police was a longtime business professor, Anthony Polito. Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill says they're still working on a motive.
"We know he applied numerous times for a job with several Nevada higher education institutions and was denied each time."
McMahill says Polito was struggling financially. There was an eviction notice found at his home.
"The suspect had a list of people he was seeking on a university campus."
Polito also mailed letters to various universities with no return address. They were intercepted.
"The first letter that we opened had an unknown white powder substance in it. Our armor unit and detectives are out currently processing those envelopes."
Audio from KTNV. McMahill says the weapon used was bought legally last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
And former President Donald Trump is appealing a ruling that found he is not immune from criminal prosecution over his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. That's according to court papers filed Thursday. Lawyers for the president filed a notice of appeal indicating they will challenge the judge's decision rejecting Trump's bid to derail the case headed for trial in Washington in March. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.